Welcome to week 5 of our family challenge. I'm so excited you guys could join us. I hope you guys have been managing to keep up, and I hope your game boards are full of stickers by now. But most importantly, I hope you are having loads of fun with your family, learning more about Jesus from the book of John. As you would know, we've been looking at some of the I am statements that Jesus made in the book of John. Some of the things that Jesus said about himself. First, we learned that Jesus is the Word. He was with God when everything was created, and through him, everything was created. Then we learned that Jesus is the bread of life. He is the one who fills us up and sustains us. Next, we learn that Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus comes and shines his light inside of our lives so that all the sin and darkness can disappear. And he wants us to shine that light to others. And last week, we learned that Jesus is the gate. We learned that the only way to have a relationship with God is through Jesus, is by going through the gate, through Jesus. So today, we are going to learn something else about Jesus. We're going to see what today's I am statement is. But I am not going to tell you what that is. Families, it's time to read our Bibles. Pick someone in your family to read John 11, verse 17 to 37. And while you're reading and listening, try to figure out what today's I am statement is. Then come back. Did you find it? Do you know what the statement is? That's right. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. And that is exactly what our memory verse is today. So let's take a look at our memory verse. I'm going to say each part of the memory verse, and then you guys will repeat it after me. Are you ready? John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. Well done. Now we are all going to say it together. Ready? John 11, verse 25. Jesus said to her, I am the resurrection and life. Great job! I love stories or movies with a happy ending. Do you? What are some of your favorite movies or stories? Do they have a happy ending? Well, the story we read with our families today doesn't seem like it has a very happy ending. I mean, Lazarus dies. How could there ever be a happy ending from that? But maybe we should have read the whole story to see what the ending was like. So before we carry on, I'm going to tell you the whole story. One day, Jesus got a message. Jesus, come quickly. Your friend is sick. When he heard this, Jesus said, this sickness will not end in death, but it will show people my glory. So Jesus stayed where he was until Lazarus died. When Jesus arrived, Lazarus had been dead for 4 days. Lazarus' sisters, Mary and Martha, who sent the message, both said to Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Then Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me will live, even though they die. Then Jesus said, do you believe this? When Jesus was at the tomb, he cried. Jesus said, open the tomb. And then Jesus said, Lazarus, come out. And Lazarus came hopping out, and they took the clothes off. And that day, many people believed in Jesus, but not everyone. The story had a happy ending after all. John 11 teaches us that if we have a relationship with Jesus, we will live even if we die. But how is this possible? Well, did you see what Jesus called himself? Jesus said, I am the resurrection and life. That's what he calls himself. But the people in Jesus' time didn't understand any of this. They didn't understand how epic and amazing and powerful Jesus is. That's why Mary and Martha were upset. They were like, Jesus, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. Mary and Martha had a very specific view of Jesus. They thought of him as a kind of a healer or a doctor because they'd seen him heal people in the past. And they thought if Jesus had been here while Lazarus was still alive, he could have helped him like a doctor would. But you see, doctors can only help people who are still alive. Once people are dead, they don't go to a doctor, they go to the grave. And that's why Mary and Martha were upset, because they thought of Jesus as a doctor. They were like, why didn't Jesus come in time to heal our brother? But Jesus says this to them. He says, I am the resurrection and life. The one who believes in me will live, even though they die. Jesus is showing us that he's way more powerful and amazing than any doctor. You see, doctors can only help people who are alive get better. But Jesus, because he is the resurrection and life, he can help people who have died come back to life. And if we are still alive and we have a relationship with Jesus, Jesus can give us the kind of life that will not end in death. Jesus can turn a sad ending into a happy ending. You see, some people think that death is the end, that that's just how it is. You live, and then you die, and then it's over. But that's not true. Do you know what Jesus did when he got to Lazarus's tomb? Jesus wept. It's the shortest verse in the Bible. Jesus wept. He cried. Because when Jesus sees death and sadness, he says, that is not the way it's supposed to be. That is not how God created things to be. That is not right. You see, the only reason why people die is because we, people, have pushed God away. The Bible says that we have rejected God, and that is why we die. And there's actually only one person in all of history who doesn't deserve to die, and that is Jesus. But Jesus came to do this. Even though Jesus didn't deserve to die, he chose to die in our place anyway and give us life. So when Jesus died, God rejected Jesus. Why? For all of the times that we have rejected God and pushed him away. Jesus died in our place. But when Jesus was dead, he didn't stay dead because he is the resurrection and life. He came back to life 3 days later. No one came to Jesus' tomb and stood outside and said, Jesus, come out. No, because Jesus is the resurrection and life. He just got up. Jesus has completely wiped our guilt away. But that doesn't mean he just gives us a new life and then we live again and then we die again. No, it means he gives us life forever. But Jesus says, you have to believe in me. Lazarus, before he died, was a friend of Jesus. He believed in Jesus, and Jesus raised him back to life. And he had a happy ending story. The Bible says that we have to be friends with Jesus. We have to trust him. If we believe in Jesus and we are friends with him, even when we die, we will live with Jesus forever. And that is the best news ever. Okay, families, it's time for our family discussion questions. Some questions are going to come up onto the screen. Pause the video and then take as much time as you need to discuss these questions with your family. And when you are done, remember to come back for our exciting family activity. Now it's time for a fun family activity. This is how it'll work. you'll need 4 cups that can be plastic or polystyrene preferably, and then you'll need 1 small object like a coin or a little toy that you can put under one of the upside down cups. So players will take turn being the hider, and the rest of the players will all be guessers. The hider will take the little coin or the little toy and put it under one of the upside down cups without anyone else seeing. Then the rest of the guessers will try and guess which cup has the hidden object. They will point at a cup and say, "Lazarus, come out." Once everyone has picked their cup, the hider will show them where the object was hidden. And everyone who guessed right will get a point. Then rotate gives everyone in your family a chance to be the hider and the rest of you be guessers. And then keep score to see who is the best guesser in your family. Well, I hope you guys had fun with the family activity. I know we have some really good guessers in our family. Wonder what we're going to learn about next week. I wonder what the I am statement will be. We'll just have to wait and see. Come back and make sure you find out.